Why did you decide to come to Japan?
Very interesting story. This is gonna
and
loop
how old
back.
Were you when you came?
This is going to loop us back all the
right.
way back to childhood.
That's right.
So as a child, people were very, as I said, interested in the Hillman siblings because we were different. And the number one question that I got asked, especially in high school, is, what is you?
What is you?
What is you?
What is you? So that had to be black school. That had to be the black school, right? Okay.
Right. What is you? The number one question. And I would say, very proudly, black and Japanese. And they would reply, wow, that's so cool. Do you speak Japanese? And I would have to say, no. And that crushed me every
single time. I'm sure it didn't. Took all the air off your sails.
Yes. It's like,
yeah, because you should. You need to.
I know it. I'm telling you, we could have had this. We were all very close already. We could have had this secret language between us. So having that question asked, do you speak Japanese? My siblings feel the same way. We all have the same response of just, first, just shame and guilt, and then blame. Mom, why didn't you make us speak Japanese?
Both.
Yeah. Yes, both of them. But I mean, I get it. My mother was in America. She had to learn English. She had to, you know, raise us. It was difficult. And she tried. We actually had homeschooling, sort of, and Japanese was part of our lessons, but we didn't want to do it. And so it's not my mother's fault at all. We tried. She tried. So that haunted me. I was like, oh, I hate that I don't speak Japanese. So when I was working for HPE, Hewlett Packard Enterprise at the time, I just turned 40.
In California.
In California. I was working as a system engineer manager, and I was bored. I was like, I am so bored. Like, I've been in IT for 22 years at that time, 22 years. I really want to do something else. So I said, okay, well, what do you want to do? So then I decided, well, I need a challenge. I need something that I can, you know, accomplish in my personal life. And I've done the IT thing for because I wanted to make sure that Maya had a good life. I wanted to make sure that I didn't have to tell her, no, she can't go on the field trip, or no, she can't join the Burbank choir because it's too expensive. I didn't want to say that. So I wanted to make sure that I could afford a good living for her, especially being a single mom. I chose to be a single mom.
You never had any desire whatsoever to get married again?
Oh,
during her time?
No.
I'm sure you had lots of offers.
I was
and guys
fun.
Okay, I
was not trying to get
right.
married.
And,
they, like,
and
oh,
you
no,
made
I'm not
that clear.
Again. Absolutely. No. Was not trying to do that. No, marriage to me was just not something I wanted until I had all my fun out.
Okay, I hear
you. So I decided, I turned 40, and I decided, what is it that I want to do? What goal do I want to accomplish? And I was reading Trevor Noah's book. I love Trevor Noah. I was actually listening to his audiobook, Born a Crime. And in the book, he talks about knowing multiple different languages, his mother's tongue, his father's tongue, English, and the languages of his mother's boyfriends, different boyfriends. I was like, that's so impressive. And that's when I realized, oh, I'm gonna go and learn Japanese. So I started researching Japanese schools in Japan, and I took care of all of the necessary things, you know, selling the car, putting all my stuff in storage. And I told my boss, hey, I'm quitting. I just got promoted, but I said, I'm sorry, I'm quitting. I'm putting my resignation in. And he looked at me, he said, oh my God, are you going to the competitor? I was like, no. I'm actually going to leave to go to Japan to study Japanese. But at that time, I still had 6 months out. And he was great because he said, no, don't quit. I'll give you a leave of absence for a year so you can come back to this job if you need it. And I thought, wow.
Isn't that nice?
That gave me the absolute courage. Sure. Even if I had a single doubt.
You didn't have to worry about it.
I didn't
now.
Have to worry about it.
That's
I'm
right.
definitely going.
That's
so
good.
I had a lot of supporters, you
That's
know.
Good.
A lot of people saying, go Nina, go Nina, go Nina. My friends were all excited about me.